Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Sports Geeks Podcast. I'm Alex, here with Pat for week 13 of the NFL season. We took last week off, for holidays. Pat was abroad and up in Minnesota.
Abroad, yeah. So, foreign land. So, yeah.
So for the picks for the last couple weeks, Pat gained one on me. So I'm at 103-73 on the year, and Pat's at 105-71, so that puts us somewhere in between all of the ESPN experts.
Yeah,
we were just talking about that off air. So
we did better last year.
Yeah, we did do better last year, and I still gotta complete my comeback here, but yeah. It's gonna happen.
No.
All right.
I'll start off Thursday night, right? We both picked Philadelphia.
We both picked Philadelphia, sort of after the fact, because we forgot, but that's okay. I think we both would have picked Philly anyway, honestly.
Yeah. I have a question for you, kind of leading off of that. Do you think Vic has a pretty good shot at winning the MVP this year?
I think so, but I think you have to give it to Rivers, because the thing is, Vic missed like 4 games.
Yeah,
so
that
It's hard to give that to the MVP to the guy that missed a quarter of the season.
Yeah, I think it's going to be between Rivers and, I'm not an overly big fan of Peyton Manning, but what he's doing with basically backups and backups of backups is pretty
amazing. I have to say, a lot of it has to do – it's going to be a quarterback, I think, more than likely, as it usually is. But, I mean, you could almost – depending on what happens the back half of the – or the last 4 or 5 weeks, you could almost see it going to Manning or even to Matt Ryan.
Yep.
If they end up at 14-2 or whatever, I think that would be – there's a chance for that.
And, you know, Peyton Hillis, I think, would be in the conversation if he were on a team that was
– Yeah.
Playoff bound.
I was going to talk about him later, actually. So
okay, good deal.
All right. So enough for that Houston game. Andre Johnson, what did you think about the fine for Andre Johnson for the fight? Only $25,000, no suspension for him and Finnegan.
I don't know. I mean, Finnegan's a known instigator, but I don't know. I thought it was a fairly clear cut line that if punches are thrown, that's a suspension. And he obviously threw punches, and I'm glad he did. I'm not a huge Finnegan fan after hearing about what he does, but
did you hear the joke that they're gonna have to call him in again now because Andre beat the F out of him?
Yeah, I love that. That's good.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. The thing is, I don't really mind it because they talk about the unnecessary roughness and stuff. I think that's worse than a fight, really. Because the thing is, Andre Johnson and Finnegan, they both wanted to fight each other, so who cares?
Yeah, like hockey. I mean.
Yeah,
squared up.
I mean, I know it's not necessary. I don't think they want to, let that continue to happen. But
right, but no, I agree because a blindside cheap shot or block to the knees or a hit to the head.
Yeah, I think that deserves a larger fine, even though, on the surface it seems like a punch is worse.
Right.
I mean, and it'd be one thing if you just walked up and punched a guy, but when they're both going at it, I don't see what the purpose is.
And at least these two are smart enough to pull off the helmets before they punch. Normally, these guys go up and slug each other in the helmet, which does absolutely nothing. So.
All right, moving on to Sunday's games. First one, we got Jacksonville at Tennessee.
I'll take Jacksonville. Tennessee's been pretty bad lately, losing 4 straight, and they got blanked by the Texans last week, who aren't exactly a stellar defense. So I think Jacksonville. I mean, Tennessee could have a bounce-back game, but I'm going to go with Jacksonville.
Okay, I'm actually going to go with Tennessee. They're supposed to get Kerry Collins back, so no more Rusty Smith at quarterback. And also, I just don't like Jacksonville. I know they keep winning, but I still think they suck, even though they're 6-5.
Yeah, I do too. They're not that good a team.
I don't know why. I'm just never a fan of them, even though they seem to be like 8-8, 9-7 every year.
They're kind of always in there. Chris Johnson's going to have to average about 200 yards a game to get his guaranteed 2,000 yards, so see how that goes.
If anybody's going to get 2,000 yards, it's probably Arian Foster.
Is a he's had a crazy year.
I was going to talk about him later, too. So.
All right.
Next one, Denver at Kansas City.
I'm going Chiefs. We had the infamous finger in the face, no handshake from Todd Haley. The last time these teams met, 2 weeks ago. It'll be interesting to see if he goes out and runs up the score, because that'd be kind of a hypocritical move of him if he was mad that they run it up, and then if he goes out and does it. I think Kansas City will have a pretty good shot of running up the score if they want. So,
Yeah, I like Kansas City too, especially the emergence of Dwayne Bowe, who has something like 400 yards and 7 touchdowns in the last 3 games.
Yeah, he's been
it's
on
like
fire.
One of the more ridiculous 3-game stretches I've ever seen, especially yeah. from a receiver. So that combined with Jamaal Charles at running back, who's averaging 6.3 yards per carry. The Kansas City offense, they seem to be coming around.
Definitely.
All right, then Washington at New York Giants.
I will go with the Giants here. I've said for a long time that I think Eli Manning gets worse as the weather gets colder, which goes back to it being ironic that he demanded to be out of San Diego. but I looked at his record. In September, October, he's career-wise 32-12. November, December, 24-29. Yeah. So, but regardless, I'm going to take them.
That says a lot, I think. They actually have a similar stat for Mike Vick, which I thought was interesting. Vick has a terrible record in cold weather games.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me too much. I don't know, for some reason. He seems like sometimes those cold weather games don't favor the people who get out and scramble. Yeah. So.
I'm going to go with the Giants too there. Washington's a wreck.
Yes.
All right, next up, Chicago at Detroit.
I think the Bears, I think they're just going to keep it rolling here, get another win. Their final 4 weeks are brutal. They got the Patriots.
Yeah.
At Minnesota, which Minnesota's looking better, against the Jets, and at Green Bay. So they're going to need to win this week for sure to keep ahead of the Packers and hope they can hang on to that NFC North spot. So.
Yeah, I'm going to go Chicago, too. Detroit's still struggling, without Matt Stafford and all that. Did he come back? I don't think he did yet.
Not yet, no.
So who even knows? I don't even know who's starting with them right now. It was Sean Hill, but then he got hurt, too, so.
Maybe they can bring back Dante Culpepper.
Yeah. All right. So I'm going to go with Chicago, too. They seem like the offense is coming around with Cutler and all them, so.
Mm-hmm.
Like it. Next up, NFC South. We got Atlanta at Tampa Bay.
I'll take Atlanta. This won't be a complete knockout blow to Tampa Bay's season, but that would make 2 losses for them to the Falcons, and they've already been beat once by the Saints. They've done a good job hanging around, but I don't think they can compete with Atlanta right now.
All right, well, I'm actually going to go with Tampa Bay for the upset because it's on the road, and Atlanta really hasn't quite proven that they can win a tough game on the road yet, so I'll take Tampa.
They're a much better home team, that's for sure.
Yep. All right, we got New Orleans at Cincinnati.
I'll take New Orleans. They've won 4 of – or they're winners of 4 straight against the Bengals, who are losers of 8 straight, so not much more to say for that.
Yep, Bengals are terrible. I will take the Saints. Next one, this is close to home for you, Buffalo at Minnesota.
Yep, I think Leslie Frazier's going to get win number 2. I'll take the Vikings. The Bills are awful against the rush, and AP's a little banged up, but he probably will play, and he should have a heyday against a team like that.
Yep, I'll agree with you there. I think it could be close, though. You know, Buffalo, their record doesn't quite show how they've played like the last 5 or 6 weeks. They've played a lot of good teams close.
Yeah, they've hung in there.
I'll expect that it'll be close too, but Minnesota, they're trying to stick it to Childress. So they'll be going for win number 2 in a row. All right, next one, Cleveland at Miami.
I'll take Cleveland. They've played tough against better teams than Miami, and like we got talking before, and you probably have a little more to say about Peyton Hillis. He's just on a tear right now, so all season, really.
Yeah, I'm going to pick Cleveland too, and it's just funny that because he's white, people compare him. Like, someone compared it to Mike Allstott. That's, like, the favorite comparison. But even
I don't even see that at all.
Even at this point, people just say it because he's white.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with actual. It's just like anytime there's a white receiver, he's like Wes Welker.
Right.
Even though if he's 6'5 or 220 pounds, he's still just Wes Welker.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Hillis has 1,300 total yards and 13 touchdowns. And most of that is only in the last 9 games. He only had 17 carries in the first 2 games. So really, if you prorate his numbers for an entire season, you're looking at probably 1,800 yards and 20 touchdowns or something like that. So
wow.
It's crazy stuff like that. It's funny that he got away from Denver in a deal for Brady Quinn.
Oh, I know. It's impressive, too, on a team where they know that the Browns are going to be running with him. Like, I mean, they don't have other weapons, and he keeps bringing it every week.
Yeah,
so
I saw some of that game last week, and the one touchdown he had, he just ran a guy down. Like, this DB tried to tackle him, he just trucked him and kept on going. Like, he runs hard, he's a monster.
I'll cheer for him, definitely.
Yeah, definitely. All right, next one, San Francisco at Green Bay.
going to take the Packers here. They're lingering a game behind the Bears, just kind of Bears waiting for them to slip up. San Fran's been playing a little better lately, but they put up a total of 6 points in the last 2 weeks. So not a good sign for your offense heading into Green Bay. So.
No, especially, you know, like with Frank Gore gone. He was a huge part of the passing game for them, too. So
yep.
Got to like Green Bay, especially at home. Oakland at San Diego.
I will take the Chargers. If they would have had their act together at the first part of the year, I looked at their schedule. I see three games that they could have and should have won. They could be 9-2 right now instead of 6-5. But Rivers is playing great. MVP numbers. I'll take the Chargers.
Yep. Same here. They're definitely on a roll. Got a good streak going, and we'll see them in the playoffs, I think, as long as they can overtake Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Then a crappy one here. We got St. Louis at Arizona for that. In the NFC West.
Yeah, the West. I'll take St. Louis. Arizona putting up 6 points against the Niners isn't good. I'm hoping for another post-game quarterback tirade meltdown, so I'm going to take St. Louis.
Yeah, I'm going to take St. Louis, too. You know, Sam Bradford, they kind of got it going a little bit. They're headed in the right direction.
Definitely.
I don't think anybody thought at the beginning of the year that they'd be possibly contending for the division.
No, and they look like they might be in.
They might be the favorite. I don't know. It's tough to say.
Yeah.
Considering there's teams that are 3-7 that are only 2 games back, so.
Yeah, it's an ugly division.
All right, next one we got Dallas at Indy.
I'll go with the Colts here. Dallas is playing better lately, and the Colts have lost 3 in a row, but I don't see them losing 4 in a row, and having the back-to-back games at home should help. No travel time for them. Dallas has looked better, but I'm going to go Indy.
Yeah, I'm going to go Indy too. I don't think they can continue to lose, which. If they fall to 6-6, that's pretty crazy, considering how they've won, I think, 12 games or so, at least, you know, something like 8 of the last 10 years. I can't remember the exact stat, but...
Yeah, it was pretty impressive.
This has been a pretty, you know, a pretty steep decline for them this year.
Yeah, it has.
All right, so then Carolina at Seattle.
Another game I will not be watching. I'll take Seattle. They're tied for first place. Well, I guess they're a game behind, I think, because they lost to St. Louis. But somehow they managed to play the worst team or one of the worst teams in the league, so they should get a win, I would suppose.
Yeah, I'll agree with you there. You don't hear a lot about Seattle. I guess they're up in the Northwest there, so.
Yeah.
I don't really see it. They don't really show their games because they're no good, and you don't really hear about them. But, I don't know. I'll take them over Carolina any day.
Yep.
All right. We got the two good ones coming up here. Showdowns.
Yes.
Pittsburgh at Baltimore Sunday night.
Yeah, big game. I'm going to go with Baltimore here. I think Big Ben is he's questionable. He'll probably play, but he's a little banged up. And Baltimore overall has just been the more consistent team. Pittsburgh just seems like week to week you really just don't know what to expect. So I'll go with Baltimore.
Yeah, I'll go with Baltimore too. They're 5-0 at home this year. I think they've won 8 straight at home dating back to last year, so I like them. Especially, I know Pittsburgh has Big Ben back compared to the last matchup, but the Ravens have Ed Reed back too.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I don't want to say it evens out, but it's definitely both teams are glad to have those guys back. And with Ben with the foot thing, if he's not able to run around a lot.
Yeah, that's a big part of his game, escaping the rush.
Terrell Suggs will get to him. And then Monday night, matchup with the 9-2 teams, the New York Jets at the New England Patriots.
I like the Patriots in this one. Another real good matchup. I kind of looked back at the schedule, and New England's won 8 of their last 9, including games against the Ravens, Chargers, Steelers, and Colts. Wow. And the Jets have done better. They've won 9 of their last 10. But the 8 of those teams that they've beat, 8 of those 9, are on teams that are pretty certain not to make the playoffs. So I think the Jets might be a little deceiving with that record, actually. They're still a good team, I know, but I'm going to take the Patriots at home.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you there. New England's been playing much better since they lost to the Jets in the first matchup, and I just think Tom Brady's in that mode. So.
And it's hooded sweatshirt weather for Belichick.
So. It is. It's always hooded sweatshirt weather.
Sleeveless hooded sweatshirt.
All right, well, that about does it for Week 13. Thanks for listening, everyone. Follow us on Twitter, at The Sports Geeks. Check out the site. We got a bunch of new posts this week, surprisingly, because usually we don't. This Pat's too lazy to write anything.
Exactly.
All right, well, everyone have a good one, and enjoy football this weekend. We'll see you guys next week.